Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again, this is Steve Warren. We welcome back Christy Hsiao, the New York Times best-selling author of the book Journey to Rainbow Island.
You visited us a couple of months ago, and that was before your book came out. You were just getting ready to launch. You had so many plans. So you stopped back in New York. We've thrown a net over you. We caught you again. So welcome back to Spectrum, and how are things going?
Hi. Thanks for having me back. It's going great. The book went on New York Times bestseller. And that's really exciting. I've been traveling, doing events and press conferences.
How do you find out about how the book is doing? Or do you get a regular, some sort of report from the publishing company or from the different companies that track that sort of thing? I mean, how do you know day to day?
I would ask my publisher. They will give me an update. Yeah, how to track.
Because I know people in the record industry, they want to know how their song is doing. So they're sort of like hardwired into the charts to see, you know, how they're doing and what their next bragging rights are supposed to be and the next press release. I read recently that you're just in the process of doing the translation of the book into some other languages. Tell us about that.
Yes, so the book is being... what's in the process of translating to Chinese and Japanese and Korean. And also we have the number one French publisher. I think it's Hachette. I don't know if I pronounce it right. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to publish my book. They wanted to translate my book into French. So that's really exciting. I had to take a trip there.
As you know, when you translate anything in any language, whether it's Chinese or French, you never get a real pure translation if you just go word to word. Mm-hmm. Will you be called into the process to review the translation to make sure that the translator is saying what you want to be said rather than what the words are reading as?
Right. I hope I have that chance to do that. Like I was just in Taiwan. I met with this publisher, and what they're telling me is, depending on the target market, if they wanted to have this book appeal to 6-year-olds, 6 to 8, then the words, you know, that they translate would be easier. So it really depending on what target market they, you know, they wanted to.
What about an audiobook version?
Oh, yes,
is that in the works?
That's almost done. It's
really?
Almost done. Yes, I just need to review them. I'm having so busy.
You're doing it all yourself with
I have
some
a
sound
team
effects
of people.
And some music and some
yes,
other stuff?
Yes, we actually cast the whole, I mean, we actually did the whole thing. We had child stars, and so it's like a real production. And
well, if you need a mean guy, you've got to call me.
Sure, yes.
On the subject of where do you go from here, the book is out. We talked about a video game. We talked about a film. Mm-hmm. Where are you now in the
video game
process?
Yes, so the video game's done. The first one's done. And we're developing the second one. That will be multiplayer. It's on a different level. So that would involve more work, you know, possibly 6 months to a year for that to be done. And the movie is in development. So I'm shooting maybe in 2 years.
Where do you do most of your work? You travel around. I know you travel around to promote the book, but where do you actually do the work?
Where do I do all, I mean, I do my work everywhere, anywhere I go. I'm always on my phone, always, you know, just
you're like
checking
a turtle
emails.
You carry your life on your back, right?
I do. And vacation, I haven't had vacation for many years, but to me work is fun, you know. This is what I love, so it doesn't really seem tiring to me.
When you talk to the publishers and when they give you your reports on how the book is doing, do they give you any demographic information about who is buying the book and where and what the ages are, you know, whether it's boys, whether it's girls, what their ages are, where they live, any breakdown?
Yeah, it's pretty general. When they tell me it was mostly parents, moms, and kids. I would love to know what Democrat. Yeah, that's a good question. I should ask them.
Because they say every book has what's known as a pass-along readership. Mm-hmm. Everybody reads it once, and then they pass it along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The copy of the book that you sent to me has now been read by three different people.
Very
so I'm
cool.
getting a lot of mileage out of it. You only get credit for one book sale, but you've got, you know, four fans
sure.
you know, out of the deal.
Sure.
What is the process like for, you said the film is in development. What, for those of us that have been inundated by award shows, and we always hear that word, development, what does that mean? What's your definition of that?
Break it down. Well, so the first draft, the script has been done. It's already finished, and we're reviewing, and to have the second draft done. And this director, he's amazing. I'm not going to say his name right now, and he's going to be directing it.
Is it going to be live action animation mixed together?
Animation, I think, 3D animation.
Mm-hmm. A second book.
Yes.
Tell us about that. Where are we with a second book?
Oh my gosh! I just talked to my publisher. It's only what's the date today? The 14th. So yes, they're rushing me to start writing the second book. They're hoping 6 months.
Is it going to be a sequel, or is mm-hmm. it going to be another whole book?
No, it's going to be a sequel, Journey to Rainbow Island series.
So you'd be like, how many in the series? 10, 15, 20?
7. Originally, I wanted to write 3, you know, just to start with. But, you know, we're getting such great feedbacks. And even the French publisher, you know, they're introducing us to Russia and to all these other countries. So I think I'll do 7, and it's a color of rainbow.
So if you've done the first book, you're on the way to doing the second book, you've got the movie, you've got the video game. How about merchandising? Will there be dolls? Will there be characters? Will there be toys? Will be under the Christmas tree, characters that people will look forward to, you know, having on their pillow, whatever.
Yes. That's in the plan, to have merchandise, you know, backpack, Yuning doll, all the characters, t-shirts, hats, anything. Yes.
What are the names of some of the characters in the book? Our audience that hasn't read it yet, tell us the names and how you named some of the characters.
Okay. There's the main character, Yuning. So she's 11-year-old. Yuning means serenity and love. And there's Romeo. That's her best friend. So it's a mix of culture names. And there's Suparna, which is an Indian name. And that's her best friend. It's a bird, man and bird god,
mm-hmm.
you know, a magical guide of hers. And there's Wan, O-N-E, and that's one of her best friend on the island as well. Metatron.
Which is?
That's the wizard
okay.
in the story.
Good name.
Yes. So it's,
you can put
kind of
Tron
mystical.
At the end of any word and it becomes mysterious.
Yes, it's mysterious and mystical kind of. Yeah.
When you, before you wrote the book, obviously you didn't have any idea of, you had an idea how well you thought it was going to do, but you didn't have any tangible evidence of how it was going to do. Now that the book is out there and it's been out for a number of months, are you getting letters? Are you getting emails? Are you hearing directly from the
yes,
readers now?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about that.
Receiving, and now I have a lot of little friends, you know, friends that are 6, 7, 12 to 16-year-olds. They're writing me emails and sending me Instagram messages or on Facebook, you know, like, I really enjoy reading your book, you know, I started reading, so...
You're pretty good about keeping up with correspondence. Are you trying to reply as often as you can?
I am. Yes. I think before Christmas, I was. I remember I spent probably seven, 8 hours just to reply to every single one of them. And yeah.
And how about the autograph parties? When you're obviously there's a handful of those you are obliged to attend. You get to meet people face to face. How is that going? How do you like that?
Amazing. You know, the one you came was more for press. Was, you know, models and actors, famous people. So that's different. The one that I just finished for Christmas a month ago was public. So it's just anybody. you know, anyone from all nationality, from all socioeconomic and ethnicity mm-hmm. that came to see me. And it was just amazing, you know. I think kids, they're the most purest. So when they feel the light and love, I guess, for my book, they just naturally, they just drawn, and they, 200 kids came to see me and were signing, I'm signing books. And they're just so, you know, amazing. They'd be jumping around telling their parents, you know, I want that book, you know, can you get me that book?
And they're very honest. In their
they're very honest. Too. Yeah. And it, what really made me feel is, wow, you know, like someone really cherish my book, you know, because when I was handing out flyers to adults or to friends of mine, they would be just okay, cool, this is very cool, that's it, thank you. But kids are really, they just, you know, they love it. And
so where are you in the on the uphill side of doing more? Are you going to be able to take a break at some point and take the downhill route for a little bit? It doesn't seem like you can keep this pace up forever, even though I know you enjoy it. Do you have a vacation in the plans? Do you have some downtime? And if so, what would you do with it?
Well, I'm planning to go to Hawaii if I can end of this month for the for Chinese New Year. So if I can get away for 5 days, I'll be happy. And in February, I have to be in Berlin, London, and Paris. I have a huge party in Berlin.
Well, we're talking with Christy Hsiao. Christy was with us a couple of times previously in advance of the release of her book, Journey to Rainbow Island. We were happy to have two of our previous Spectrum shows done with her, and now we have her back as she's swinging through New York and stopping by our place to visit with us here on China America Radio. Anything you wanted to pass along that we haven't touched on today? Anything you want to share with our listeners, or anything, any secrets or any surprises or anything we should be looking out for?
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and, you know, just come see me at my events, and just love and be inspired to do anything.
Well, Christy, so thank you so much for giving us a call and for stopping back through our part of town. Good luck as you travel throughout. Have the travel been okay? We've had some rotten weather the past winter. You had any long stays in airports or any places you didn't want to be?
No, thankfully, no.
Good. Well, we'll knock on wood. Hope that the good luck continues. And so, Chinian Kuai Le, Happy New Year to you.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.